The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What is up, my fellas? It's Ralph Sutton and Big Jokers from the STR
Liptard
Show.
Liptard Ralph Sutton.
Do I sound a little airier?
You do, dude. You sound different. Are things different now?
I feel different.
You might be different.
I think I am different.
Well, listen, now, probably if you want to tell your boyfriend to go to rockauto.com, that would be the
move. No, we got to do the open first.
Oh.
They're doing the open.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Don't go to rockauto.com yet. First, listen to Ralph's breathy asshole.
On this episode, it is the Butthole Beauty Battle Part 2.
Mm-hmm.
We found that we did it about a year ago. This one's a little different.
Mm-hmm.
It ends really weird. The whole thing.
Someone lost big.
Look, we do the show twice a week, Wednesdays and Saturdays. Wednesdays.
We do?
99% of the time, Jay will be here.
Mm-hmm.
Saturdays, 99% of the time, Jay won't be there.
The 21st of September, I will not be here.
Is that a Wednesday?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Good to know. It's like once in a while. All right. Just let's go right now. I promise you this. Stay for the ending.
Don't leave. And if you don't have the video, you have to have a subscription to have the video.
No,
right?
It comes out free. Yeah. Watch the whole video. Stop right now and go watch on YouTube.
Go watch it on YouTube. Will they show that? Because there's nothing shown.
Yeah, you can show it. Yeah.
You see Ralph become what he was to what you're hearing right now. And this guy's different.
Yeah. I use the code SDR, get 20% off. The prices are going to go up.
Look at him. He's so
September 1st.
Now. He's matter of fact now.
So you want to, if you subscribe now.
His emotions are gone.
Your price will never change.
Look at him.
But if you wait till September 1st.
Look at him. He's like a goddamn mime.
The price will go up.
The storm's really brewing.
The storm's really brewing.
His energy's bad right now.
Here it is right now. Butthole Beauty Battle 2.
Oh, my God.
Ralph's changed.
Poor Ralph.
That's right. That should be the title. Butthole Beauty Battle 2.
Oh, man.
Ralph's a changed man.
The winner is inconsequential to this episode.
All right. Here it is.
This is the intro to the shit show. Sex, drugs, rock and roll. This is the hit show. Show me your tit show. Please.
Boy.
Peyton, whatever you got to say, you get it out of your system.
Fuck Joe Biden.
All right. It is the SDR Show, Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll Show. I'm Ralph Sutton. Big Jay Okerson there. Chris from Brooklyn. Peyton Sinclair back for the first time in a while. It's going to be a wild one, Jay.
Why?
Because we're doing...
Because fuck Joe Biden.
Yeah. Dude,
mostly.
Fuck him, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You love him. Ralph's actually a big, big Biden.
He's a Biden backer.
Huge. Huge,
you are.
Huge.
Don't act like you're not. You put the sticker up at your house.
Well, I just have a small, like a statuette.
Oh, he's playing games, Peyton. But this guy is Biden country all day.
Before
long.
We get started, Jay, on anything.
And honestly, his
is that Biden your time, Ralph?
His general practitioner is Dr. Fauci.
He is. That's true. Also,
can I show you something?
But please.
Seriously?
Yes.
But on mic, no one can hear you. Let's get close to the microphone, please.
Is it your swastika tramp stamp?
It's close enough. No, it's close enough. Ready?
Well, right at the top of the show here.
Is your pussy hair a swastika?
That'd be fine.
Because even our black friend can't get upset with that.
Oh, she had a Trump tattoo.
A Trump tattoo? Oh, man.
What is that? A cat? I can't see that.
Is it a
this
cat?
This pussy grabs back.
Oh, I
nice.
Get it. All right. All right. Welcome to the show.
Oh, so that's like an anti-Trump.
No.
Oh.
He can grab my pussy any day.
Oh,
yeah, that's sweet. Her pussy will shake his hand like a presidential shake.
Exactly.
Oh. He grabs back. You know, it reaches with a tight grip.
Thank you.
It says nice to see you instead of good to meet you. You know what I mean? That's very
hell
political.
Yeah. Did you get that at the insurrection?
Fuck off.
Before we get into anything today, mm-hmm. I just want to start with from last week's show with Madam Mayhem.
Yes.
I told you the story of her and I and going on a date and her not remembering it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, and I remember a million belly laughs.
The amount of emails of happy fans that shit on me for it, that were so proud of that story.
You rule, dude. No, you do. And I mean that very much. No, because you know, you said it. And this was brought up on the show.
Who
you
didn't remember? She didn't remember?
She didn't remember making out with
Ralph. She remember making out with me. Yeah, it was... I mean, it doesn't matter. It was about maybe 4 years ago. I don't know, but it doesn't matter. She didn't remember at all.
How about you remember?
Why do you care?
Ralph.
It was just, I knew
it's
Jay.
Making
was,
out. I know, you're 50
all,
years
he's
old.
He's all teeth and tongue.
Jay would love the story. That's why we told the story.
He's pretty sexy.
Ralph?
Well,
I
despite
him.
His political beliefs, sure.
Yeah, if he wasn't a Democrat, I'd definitely fuck him.
You know the story?
I call Democrats.
The problem is, if you get Ralph pregnant, he's probably going to get an abortion.
Abortion.
Boo.
Oh. You know, but I only do late-term abortions. You know the first time I met Peyton? You ever told that story?
Yes, I do.
It was
remember.
At an abortion.
It was at an abortion clinic.
You guys were at an abortion, throwing
it
a fireball.
It was
throwing
at a diner.
Inside.
It was at a diner.
We went to go do
an. It was an abortion of a meatloaf sandwich.
Yeah,
together.
I offered it.
Oh,
in
she said you could fuck her in the.
I said I could fuck her in the butt without a condom on the in the bathroom the first time I met her.
She specified without a
this
condom.
This way you don't have to.
I didn't have a condom. She goes, oh, it doesn't matter.
Oh, well,
yeah, because
it's
she's anti-abortion.
Dude.
You got to fuck her in the butt with
yeah.
that.
Yeah, all I get is monkeypox.
Yeah, monkeypox, big deal.
Yeah, big deal.
So, okay, right, exactly.
Yeah, that'll just make your dick studded for her pleasure.
Right, that's
ooh,
what they
dude,
do.
It's like having a million dick piercings.
Yeah, exactly. That was, God, that's probably 7 years ago now, right? Maybe 8 years
ago. Dude, dick
smells
like Negan's bat.
I came in, so.
Thank you, Chris.
It's The Walking Dead. His dick is The Walking Dead.
I love it.
Thanks to BlueChew.com. Use the promo code SDR.
I don't know if they're a sponsor anymore.
Huh?
I don't think Bluetooth is sponsored.
But the promo code still works.
No, they dropped this after
code.
Ralph kept going to all those Black Lives Matter marches.
Oh.
Well, it was more.
They don't
was...
even need Bluetooth.
You really are a unique individual, Big Joke.
But in like a good way.
Nothing. In a great way.
I say nothing.
Why? Because I worry about our boys in blue?
That'd be me.
Explode it. Ralph, you liberal cuck.
Fucking cuck toy.
Damn,
don't choke. Don't choke now.
Oh, I'm dying.
What's next, Ralph? Why don't you give a sex change operation to a 2-year-old?
Well, that's not allowed?
It's definitely illegal.
I mean,
I don't know.
If the moil like, slips, Ralph.
What if they say they like girls when they're, do they think they're a girl?
How dare you?
Are we having this conversation?
Ralph is. He's always trying to bring this shit up.
Yeah, dude. He's always trying to put it.
Mr. Politics.
That's it. That is my nickname.
Okay.
Mr.
Oh,
that's me. I'll go
Mr.
all day.
Mr. Politics. You know,
fucking Demograph.
Ralph, yeah.
Ralphocrat?
Democralph.
Ralphocrat's better, maybe. I don't know.
Ralphocrat? I like Ralphocrat better.
Yeah, Ralphocrat.
Sorry. We don't agree on our politics, but boy, oh boy, do we come together on Democrat.
Ralphocrat.
Yeah. Ralphocrat. Yeah, he's a Ralphocrat, totally. Yeah.
I'll still suck your dick. I just won't swallow.
That's fair.
Oh, no way.
You don't want to have a throat abortion.
No way. Yeah.
I didn't even get a wire hanger all the way down there. It's crazy. It's like sword swallow.
It's all about breathing into it.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
So.
Onward.
I guess it was, first of all, by the way, this was what started. I was curious about this. I don't know the answer to this question. We've been
what
doing,
does plandemic mean?
What does plandemic mean? We've been doing the show.
I'll tell you exactly what it means.
Please explain.
You see, your boy, he was funding all this gain of function research in China.
Father Fauci?
Yeah, your
fuck
boy.
Him. Yes. Fucking Fauci.
That's
flip.
Your man's.
While Grand Wizard Trump was
by
out
the way,
there,
found
boots
nothing.
On the
found
ground,
nothing in the vault, found nothing.
All right,
boots okay. on the ground,
so anyway.
Making shit happen.
He was.
Can I tell you something though? While I'll never hate Trump, hate.
I don't hate a lot of people in my life.
No, I know. While I'll never hate him,
hate Bobby.
It's because in all of the insane speeches he gave.
Mm.
When he was talking about
ten
the
wall just got 10 feet higher is the funniest thing.
Oh, I don't even know that one. Everyone's got their fave. Mine was talking about the early in pandemic. He was like, yeah, he goes, they're saying the deaths are going to be, this model shows they're going to be in the 200,000s. We're hoping to come in way, way below these models, hopefully. But I got to be honest, I don't know much about these models at all. I wasn't involved with them, with these models. But, I mean, I wasn't involved with these kind of models.
Are we talking about Stormy Daniels?
It's the funniest fucking
thing. He said that? I never heard that.
In the middle of talking about, no, not that. He was talking about there was a potential deaths.
Right, like a model.
A model of how many deaths we have in the U.S. And then he goes, I don't know much about these models. I mean, not these kind of models. I'm like, yo, dude, that guy still plugs in. He goes, just so you guys know, I get pussy.
That's really funny.
Hey, a lot of people are going to die. But just so you know, this dick stays wet. You can't hate on that guy. Dude, how aloof that is.
It is great. It is great.
You can't hate on him.
So the question that Shannon had suggested. Oh, you have the clip already? How the fuck did you find that?
You know what I want to do?
Oh,
I want to come way under the models. The professionals did the models. I was never involved in a model. But at least this kind of a model.
That's great.
Hold on. If he had done this, like,
First of all, Shannon,
that's what he was doing.
I don't know how you found that so quickly, but kudos to you. But that was great.
It was pretty big news. I mean, it was,
I don't remember that, man. I don't remember that.
Damn, that was hilarious. So funny.
That's a good line. It's a good
line. I
love,
he is the president that has had the most, like, Al the Greek, like, shuffle away moments.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Right, like by far. That like, the amount of people who have true. Shuffled
that
away
is not
from
even
Trump.
True. How about fucking Joe Biden, like, walking and, like, facing the wall? Had
you're
no
not,
idea
I'm
where
so,
he was.
I'm so political. Going back to the show for
but
a second.
Anyway.
Yeah, what is with Biden? Not even like looking at the camera.
He
he's
like,
falling off a bike.
Anyway.
Remember when he fell off the bike?
Anyway.
Yeah,
I remember that.
That's
remember
your boy.
That's my boy.
How's he going to handle?
That's your stand president.
Up, yeah, that's your president, dude. How's he going to stand up with you on the pickleball
Jesus
court
Christ.
Against bullets?
The question is this.
We've why don't been, you show her your Joe Biden pussy tattoo?
We've been doing the show for 8 years.
You have
years.
A Joe Biden pussy tattoo?
I do have a Joe Biden pussy tattoo.
I'm stuck.
A serious question. Trying to bring it back to
pussy sniffs back.
Again. We've probably played some sort of challenge against each other 30 times. Mm-hmm. Is that fair? I know you're going to say something
I'm
completely irrelevant. The question is, in the record of this show, who's won or lost more games?
Well, popular or electoral votes.
Well, what are we talking about here exactly? Are we talking about who we backed in presidential elections? Because, yeah, sure, Ralph, I guess you won this round, okay?
I knew that was coming.
I guess you won this round. Okay, sure. My guy, he's sitting home right now getting raided for no fucking reason.
Facts.
Mar-a-Lago.
Found nothing in his vault.
And there's nothing there.
Nothing's there.
There's
nothing
there.
Is safe.
Where there's smoke, there is no fire. You're crazy, Ralph.
I can't believe they even took it safe. I mean, I didn't know warrants did that. I thought it was freeze tag rules.
My guess is Ralph himself is a lizard pedophile.
Dude, Ralph loves the blood
children. And has a pizza store.
And called the FBI.
Dude, DeSantis
had you know how you know he's a lizard? He calls it a pizza store.
Hey, Ralph, why don't you take a second from murdering babies and tell me what you think about something?
Yeah.
Poor Ralph.
It's hard to get away from that.
Your butthole's going to hurt so bad.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
Where did that come from?
Yeah, like guilty by
oh, she's going to express your glands.
Oh, okay. Fair.
Oh, yeah.
She's going to go,
oh,
what is that, anal glands?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Me and her are going to, we're going to roller skate next to each other with our fingers up each other's butts
oh,
instead of in
no
our
fingers.
Back pockets.
No fingers. Okay.
That's fine. I like that idea. I'm sorry. I was just. So, anyway, the question is, who won more games, you or I? I don't know the answer. We're going to have to research that and find that out.
Jay.
Shannon wanted to put it on a fan to go through all the old archives to figure it out, mm-hmm. but I don't trust the fans. They're just going to say you won everything.
I honestly feel like it's not that terrible of a task, because I can tell by the episode.
So
titles.
Terrible that you wanted to punt it off on
it's
a fan.
It's so terrible,
but
Ralph's
it.
A fucking loser.
Yeah.
Damn, dude.
That came strong.
Well, it's your political.
Also, I just want to point out how mad Shannon gets at me whenever I say things like this.
Shannon, do you want to put it on a fan?
If you want to, because I feel like it would be a fun fan contest, but I'm also fine with doing it. It's not that big of a task.
Okay. I love it.
You have to go to the end of all those episodes.
You have to be a subscriber at Gas Digital.
Ralph, open those borders, Sutton.
You better open that Gas Digital
border.
Yeah,
there's the walls here, Ralph.
Yeah, geez, Louise. You just let a flood of anybody. Look at the, now we got Byron's washing up.
But
yeah.
if you do find it out before Shannon, you get to come in here and fucking... Fuck the cleaner butthole for today, right?
It's true.
Sure.
I mean, it depends on the time you come in here. Is it in the middle of the night when all the illegals are running around? Ralph, you piece of shit.
Sure.
Bronx Johnny was born here.
He is a citizen, sir.
Sure.
Also, by the way,
baby or whatever.
Before we get started, we should also mention we're losing Byron. He's going to Corolla. Did you know that?
That's fucking crazy.
That's pretty wild. Corolla.
Some would say...
Wait, just poached a guy just because he could suck his own dick?
Yeah. Make sure you reach out to us if you want to stop the steal.
That was the only one I liked so far. That was the only one I liked.
Stop the steal of Byron.
I can't take it. I'm done.
You happy?
Wait a second.
That was a good one.
I still haven't figured out what Byron does.
I don't know how it happened.
Yo, Ralph, I got about 5 more of these jokes, and Payne's going to let me raw dog her in the butt in the bathroom.
Oh, my God. Fucking lick your butthole.
All right.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm getting fucking
bled out.
You
haven't even seen it.
I will lick your butthole.
Yeah.
This one.
But do it before you express
Ralph's plans. You're sight unseen, Jay. Jesus Christ.
We're going to do it like the fucking election.
My butthole's fine. I lick her butthole too, dude. Sight unseen.
Like
I'm sure it's great.
Yeah.
I'm going to rig it.
I licked Bobby's butthole for a fucking joke 2 Mother's Days ago.
We probably have to.
Can we?
You got to get closer to the mic, Peyton.
We should probably reset the room.
No one can hear you. You got to stay close to the mic.
I'm so sorry. I was going to say we should just rig the contest.
You should have made the fucking microphone white.
Oh, that's what it was. Oh,
I couldn't fucking tell her, Shannon.
That's good, Shannon. Good job. Good run. Good
Thank
job controlling
Shannon.
Shit, Shannon.
Fucking government overreach in here, though.
Look at that.
Yeah, I think Shannon's butthole's gonna win.
It probably should.
Wow. Shannon, what's your butthole look like?
Shannon, was it?
You had to guess.
Yeah.
Shannon, is there any way on earth that you would join the contest?
No.
How about no?
There's a number.
No, wait a second. Shannon, you just let Peyton see.
No.
How about just the two gay guys?
How about if we handcuff her and then you let
her
see?
How about just Bobby?
No, how about just the two gay guys?
Yes. No.
Just the two gay guys.
No.
They're white.
Okay.
Oh, no, only one.
All right, everybody leave Shannon alone.
All right, so about a year ago, no, more than that. It was it before? Yeah, it was probably 2 years ago, right, Shannon, when we did the last one?
The last.
Butthole Beauty Battle?
I'll look it up.
I think it was probably over
the
Butthole
Beauty Battle.
The B3.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think it was a year.
I think it was over 2 years ago.
2 years ago?
I think so.
Stop it.
I think so.
I think that's crazy.
I don't know.
Back in studio.
I know Shannon's looking for it. But anyway, we did it with three women, and we judged.
Mm-hmm.
You tend to feel that you have the most spick and span butthole on the planet.
It's yes. Okay, that's fair. What you're saying is fair, yes.
Yes, cleanest butthole. Okay. I never said you said the most beautiful butthole.
No, you
B3,
did.
B3, by the way, was August 21st, 2021.
All right, a year ago. Yeah. Almost exactly a year ago.
So,
have you ever seen your butthole?
No.
I've never seen mine.
But I will tell you right now, Ralph.
I grabbed a mirror and looked at my butthole.
Jam a finger pretty deep into my butthole.
She's going to do it.
No, she's not.
All right.
Who's
jam a finger deep into my butthole and then fucking eat a sandwich without washing your hand. I promise you.
You're fine.
It's your finger might be cleaner, but
might be cleaner.
But I don't know. I said now that like and Chris said he told this to
Dyson
you.
Dyson hand dryers.
Because I think this might be the case too. I'm not. I do not know about the aesthetic because my commitment to cleanliness
overrides.
Did anybody bleach?
I might have.
No.
I didn't do any shaving or anything. I may have worn some unsavory looking things.
Right, I got you.
By my asshole because I clean it so
vigorously
well.
Clean it so well.
Right. It might be raw looking.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'll tell you this, Ralph. French kiss it and feel comfortable going to bed without taking mouthwash.
Right.
It's that clean.
Well, that's impressive.
Thank you.
I'm not, by the way, I don't deny that at all.
So I don't know who's going to win this by looks.
Shannon,
I can't do any talents.
Does age factor in that I'm, 8 years older than you?
I mean, you're the gravity's got to.
I don't think so.
Am I 8 years old?
I don't think the asshole's changing much from 40s to 50s. I think maybe mid-60s.
No, an asshole is an asshole. Democrats, Democrats.
So, I don't know.
Democrats always Democrat.
Democrats always Democratic asshole.
Turns out there.
So is an asshole.
Am I a Democrat? I don't think I'm a Democrat.
Yeah, dude. You're hardcore libtard.
Yeah, dude.
It's insane what you think.
If you had to, I know you're a big Trump supporter, so you would identify as a Republican? Is that what you think?
Are those his pronouns?
Let me say this.
Listen, no, I'll be fair. I'm going to be fair, though. I will pull the justice system, and I'm going to make sure whose butthole is the prettiest wins.
Okay, I appreciate it. Because, by the way, if you rig the system, then
would you show your butthole
as an
example
of good? I'm not a fucking Democrat, so I'm not going to rig it.
If you do, you rig it.
Can you show your butthole as an example of good, and then Chris will show his example of bad?
You want to start?
I honestly feel like Ralph has a prettier butthole.
I don't think
so. Deep down,
I've been riding my
heart,
bike all day. I don't think
he does.
I think Ralph might have a prettier butthole.
I don't think so.
Unfortunately, that butthole is pulling the lever for Joe Biden every time.
Well, it's more like squatting on the lever. Some little forward, little.
I don't know. I feel like he's got a cute little balloon knot.
I think his is going to be better. I actually think Jay's is going to win.
I feel like he has a cute little balloon knot, like deep down in the hairs.
I have a terrible ass. Ralph's been running, so his ass is looking better than mine.
No,
I don't think that helps the hole.
Deep down the hair.
I fuck better, though.
That's probably true. You care more.
I do care more.
Yeah. I don't care.
Okay. He really doesn't care.
No.
Shall we get down?
Sometimes they like when you don't care.
I'll suck your butthole, Peyton, even with your wacky beliefs.
There's no wacky beliefs.
No, I know. I'm with you.
They're facts.
Fuck this guy.
They're facts.
Straight up facts.
They're straight facts.
Alternative.
Give the numbers.
What? What's the numbers?
They're emo
6
facts.
Million Jews? You think so? For sure? You're sure about 6 million? You're going to commit to that?
It could have been 5 million.
By the way, Jay,
I'm not okay with that.
I'm going to have Shannon
comment,
clip
anyway.
Out this old.
No, I think
comment.
I speak for me and Peyton when I say Holocaust, prove it.
Schmolocaust.
Holocaust, Schmolocaust.
And here we always thought Dan would end the bonfire.
My new podcast.
No.
Holocaust, Schmolocaust.
I don't like that. I'm okay with that. No, neither does
me and my Jewish grandmother. But I'll tell you this.
By the way, I think Holocaust, Schmolocaust might be the name of the episode.
No, I don't like that. That's not okay.
All right, we need to know where the lines are drawn.
There.
Yeah.
Right there. Right between Holocaust and
Smallcost. And Ballcost.
It's a slash. Hey, guys, real quick, let's talk about one of our amazing sponsors over here at the SDR show. And of course, that is rockauto.com for manly men who don't get their buttholes judged by dudes.
I think I'm leaking.
You're leaking for sure. Yeah, absolutely. You're a couple quarts low. Good news, we can get you filled up with some 10W30 over at rockauto.com. rockauto.com has the auto parts you need in stock at reliably low prices. If you got a used car, it's probably appreciated in value. The car market is hot right now. Ralph, you know that.
I know that. I'm a car guy.
Which is why now is the time to keep your car well maintained. It feels good knowing that you're driving a reliable car, and rockauto.com makes it easy with every part you need at very, very low prices. They don't even have a promo code.
They don't need it.
They don't need their prices are already that good. If you're looking for auto parts, Rock Auto is the place to go. So one more time, it's rockauto.com. Let them know at checkout that you heard about them on the SDR show. That helps us out, lets them know their advertising is working. And I'm telling you, we're advertising for them because they are a kick-ass fucking product to work with. rockauto.com, all the auto parts you need at amazing prices. All right, where were we?
All right.
Bring on the buttholes.
So, Shannon, before we bring in the judges, can you explain how this is going to go down? And by the way, Jay and I are going to be in this corner because I don't want anyone else seeing my asshole.
No camera on the asshole.
Yeah. I don't want anybody else seeing my asshole.
What?
Isn't Chris an honorary judge?
No.
I don't think Chris can be a judge. No,
I'll take a look.
Oh, no.
Yeah, well, you're always giving me shit for only coming in and looking at that.
Chris has to hold down.
You guys have both seen me naked.
You're going to be.
I believe Shannon is right.
You've both seen me naked.
Oh, when have I seen you naked?
Skagfest, twice.
Roast battle.
Get
I didn't
over
see
it.
The roast battle.
It's a butthole.
I'm good, too.
But also, if I looked like Chris, I would probably get naked, too. Yeah. I don't like fucking Chris.
Guys are thicky when it's soft, even.
That's not nice.
I didn't even have somebody sucking me off.
And someone's got to talk while they're judging. So
can we do that?
What?
Can like I get under a table and like fluff?
Yeah, yeah.
Fluff our assholes?
You're going to fluff their buttholes?
I'll fluff anybody's butthole.
How do you fluff a butthole?
Get your butthole
learning
fluff.
So much.
Boys, let's go.
I'm learning so much.
Yeah, dude, because you're so left.
Except you.
His butthole swings left like a
sock. I'll just spit on it.
All right. So I think Chris has to go on over there, Shannon. Is that right? How are we doing this?
Yeah. Wait, where you guys are going to go?
I think Jay and I are going to be here. And our butts are going that way.
Yes. Yeah, I feel like everybody should be that way.
Yeah.
Now, is one of... If it's a tie, can
there's
we settle
people.
It by... Hold on. Hold on. If it's somehow a tie, score-wise, because it's a 10-point... It's 10 points per category, right, Shannon?
Yes.
This could end in a tie.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Categories, I love it.
Can the tiebreaker be which one of them could smoke a cigarette out of their butthole?
I'm
we have cigarettes,
that.
Right?
I'm
trying to feel right now if I could.
Yeah. I would not do that.
I think Jay could definitely smoke a cigarette out of his butthole.
I would not do that.
You know what?
I would not do that. I'm just saying, actually...
I'd be afraid I'd...
Yes! Let's do this!
I just
right, knock yourself out. I'm just saying it.
I just did what
really
what I would have to do.
Okay,
and I'm
gonna
tell you I did
out.
It. Hang on, ready? Yeah.
No, yeah, Lainey sure. Actually Lainey was with me one day and I put a cigar in my pussy and I breathed it in.
No
and
way.
It hurt very badly. So
picture
just,
it didn't
I'm
happen.
Forewarning you that it hurts very badly.
Okay.
But
no.
Knock yourself out.
Stop it.
Okay. Right? No, Lainey.
How about
Lainey
if I have a pack of Cool Miles?
I saw Jay put an entire champagne bottle in your vagina.
No, but it's a smoke, you're saying.
To pull, like, a lit.
To pull the smoke.
Anything lit.
It's different, dude.
It
come on,
actually
dude.
Hurts very badly.
It was on fire.
But knock yourself. Oh, yeah, I put a lit cigar in my fucking pussy.
Wow.
But you guys knock yourself
cigar,
out.
Oh, a cigar, though.
This is my asshole, which is like Teflon.
Have fun. Boys will be boys.
So, Shannon. Go back to the judging. There's Peyton and two people out there that are going to come in and judge.
Gab and Jordan. Yep.
Right? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Nice fellas.
Seem like
nice.
Very nice.
Very nice.
By the way,
I feel like they're both horrified.
I'm not sure who was who, but
in this room in the last 20 minutes.
Yeah, one of them was like so worried that he was.
That's Gab.
Gab is there, and Jordan is over
walking
there.
Walking around.
So, Jordan, when we say no
to you, handsome fellas.
Jordan, you can go smoke.
I will
weed.
Be hurt by their negative opinions of my butthole.
That handsome fella.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's Gab.
Yeah.
If either of those guys said Jordan. My butthole was ugly, I would cry for a week. I'll tell you that right now.
Well, I have a feeling, by the way, that I do feel I'm going to lose. I'm going to say that. But
no.
I like how they were so respectful. They didn't want to go out and smoke weed with you. I'm like, no, it's fine. You can go smoke. They believe it. It's fine. And he goes, all right, cool. Anyone did it.
They thought that.
That for some reason, like, they shouldn't join you. I'm like, no, Jay would love you to join. Don't worry.
Oh.
You know, I thought that was cool. They're nice
I
people.
I love your doggy, by the way.
Thank you.
I never heard your dog bark before. He did not like the other dog, or he wanted to play with the other
dog.
Wanted to play.
It's she, by the way. Oh. Can you figure that out once?
Like, I don't dope pronouns.
Dog.
I don't worry about pronouns.
Democrat.
Why are you so worried about pronouns?
He couldn't crazy. Figure out pronouns.
They matter to me.
He doesn't even know pronouns. Right. So.
All of a sudden, pronouns matter.
I saw the bonfire go, and when Dawkins is 2 years old. We're going to let her pick her own gender.
Yes, exactly.
Like let's keep it fluid.
A bark mitzvah.
I don't know what she is.
Bark mitzvah.
Are you going to put like a beef
Lady
pussy and then a beef dick over here?
Yeah.
And
bark mitzvah.
Which one you want, Dawkins? Okay. Dawk. What do you want to be, boy or girl?
That's going to be funny.
All right, let's get started, Shannon. Explain how it's going
to
go.
I want you guys to hear Peyton's joke.
I didn't hear it.
Nobody cares.
Go ahead, Peyton.
No.
Lainey did like a bark mitzvah. We should have a bark mitzvah, right, Lainey? Yeah. Lainey?
The
a
dog
bark
has...
mitzvah, okay.
I think we gave it its due.
All right, yeah. Anyway. Okay, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, sorry. So Shannon. So the three judges, Peyton, Gab, and Jordan, will be judging on four different parameters.
Four?
Four.
Mm-hmm. Color.
Oh, that's, I don't have it. I mean, these are open to suggestion, but the
capacity.
Capacity.
I did suggest that. First one is.
You just capacity, Shannon? Then show your fucking asshole.
Shut up.
Thank you, Peyton.
Whoa.
You're
welcome. Peyton.
Okay, so the first one is cleanliness.
There's no way to get me to storm the Capitol with you. Don't hit me in the face. Peyton, don't hit me in the face. Apologize no microphone.
I'm so
and
sorry.
And never do that again.
I'm so sorry. I'm
right.
so ashamed.
Okay,
never
yeah.
do it again. Oh, my God. I'm so sorry.
That was crazy.
That was wild.
So
that was wild. We almost had a problem.
So sorry, Daddy.
Nah. That's great.
Damn, yeah. Jay really did
Daddy.
Start in black rooms.
Okay, and back to Miss Shannon. All right, here we go.
Good. Shannon, go.
Okay, first category
Damn.
Is...
So sorry.
Cleanliness and upkeep is the first one. Cleanliness
Sorry.
And upkeep.
By the way, even after that, if she grabs my wiener, I'm still going to let her.
That's a partner.
Who would stop that?
She's at the actual tiebreaker. It's a taste test.
Right. Taste test?
Yeah. All right, go ahead and tie
it. Spoon up the ass.
Shannon, say it again.
Okay, first, cleanliness and upkeep is the first category.
Which I think Jay is definitely going to win, but okay.
Second, smell.
Okay.
Third, tightness.
I'm not sure how they figure that out.
You can tell just by your eyes.
Okay.
Who you think is tighter?
Not necessarily.
That's how we're
doing it. You're these white claw
hands. I can't hear Shannon.
And fourth is overall attractiveness.
Okay, like general, like, okay, that's fine. I'm fine with that.
Yeah, I don't
Can
think
I just suggest
win,
a future
I
show?
Don't know.
Do you guys know those tabs that make you flavor trip and it changes the taste of things?
That's I know there's one
can
that...
Can you guys, like, eat a girl's butthole and then flavor trip?
I can't hear Shannon.
Get closer to your
Shannon
mic.
Is talking.
Get closer to
I'm trying to help her.
Isn't there a berry that makes...
Yeah, it's a berry.
Yeah. Yeah. You guys should definitely do that with some sort of girl's vagina or butt.
We did this.
You did the flavor trip and then taste it again?
Thing,
no,
like,
that was for the fart
they,
smell.
And their fart's supposed to smell like flowers.
And one girl did. It was
oh,
wild.
Yeah, I was
that
here
was
that.
Wild.
Yeah.
That was wild. That was like...
It
surprisingly
really
worked.
Yeah, it was bizarre.
That was bizarre.
No, but I mean, I'm saying taste
that,
a pussy and then eat the thing that makes your taste buds change and then eat the
but
pussy
But all
again.
It does is it turns sour to sweet. That's all it does.
So if it changes the taste of all the things.
Oh, really?
My sour butthole.
All right, you ready to do this, Shannon? Or Shannon's talking to Lainey? Jay, you got to come on this side. Chris, switch with Jay.
All right.
I'm fucking done.
We get more tequila?
Yeah, sure you can. Bobby, can you get him some more tequila?
Also, we probably need to reset the room, Bob.
By the way, that might have been one of my favorite moments on the show in 8 years. I mean, that was just unbelievable.
At the beginning of this?
No. Jay laying down the law like that. That just fucking, I loved everything about that. That really made me happy.
I'm sorry.
I'm going to say that the first 15 minutes of this was the funniest thing I've heard in a while.
Because you're not going to hit him back. I hate that. It's weird pet peeve.
Oh.
Chickening in the face. I'm like, it's a pet peeve of mine. I'm like,
A pet peeve.
I didn't realize he.
No, it is.
I mean, it's not. Pet peeve is the wrong. I mean, who wants that?
I
it's
heard
that
the
you
smack.
Couldn't possibly do something like that back. So that's what's up.
I heard the smack, and I assume she hit you in the shoulder.
On the second one. All right. So, Shannon, are they going to come in one at a time and do all four?
Do all four.
For all four categories. That's probably the best way to do it, right?
One at a time. Okay, yeah, we can do that.
One at a time, and then they have to write down their four answers.
Well, I feel like they can say it. I'll keep track of everything.
Okay.
So we'll go through each of the categories.
All right, so now Jay and I are going to have to be probably off mic.
Wait, it's just me? It's just me?
No, they're coming in.
The guys are coming in.
The guys are coming in. Jay and I, you're probably...
Where are the guys going to go?
They're going to come behind us over here.
Okay, that's a really tight spot, so maybe I should talk on the microphone
it's
over
supposed
here.
To be. It's your
right.
butt.
Yeah, I got you. So you go there first, then I'll go there, right?
You're going to show yours first.
Yeah, but I have to go in there first.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, it makes sense. So you get on this mic.
Switch.
You know what? I'll do a shot of tequila, too.
Switch. Hey, where'd you go?
You got to go this way.
This way?
Yes, please.
I'm here.
By the way, why don't we let you also introduce yourself? I'm here. Where the fuck? We lost Peyton. Just talk on this mic, please.
This one?
Yeah.
Hello. I'm Gab. I'm as my spiel said, a multi-talented entrepreneur. I live in Brooklyn, but I do my own music, and yeah, I'm here to have fun and just like,
yeah,
I'm gonna be brutally honest. Just know that now.
Oh, I know.
Know that now.
Knows a lot about piercings too.
I expect nothing more. Outside. All right, so now he's gonna come in first behind me. All right, you're gonna do me first.
Ralph is so nervous. We should both do it same time. Same time.
No, not at the same time. All right, I'm right here. Here we go. There we go. All right. There we go. Do what you got to do.
Spread it, dude.
I'm doing it. I'm doing it. There we go. That's as good as I could do.
At the same time.
Can you see?
Yes, I can see.
Okay, you got a good look?
Yes, I got a good look.
Okay, so
No. Take a deeper look.
And this.
I'm gonna do it again. Oh God, that's as good as I can get.
Can somebody with headphones remind him about the smell?
You good? You feel good?
Yeah. Did you catch a whiff? Can you rank the smell? You can just say yes, and we'll pretend.
Yes.
Okay.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery. To watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Okay, so now, Jay, you go in.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no.
Time for each of them.
No. Yeah, we're going like, to get the ratings first, right?
Yeah, I think you should rate Ralph's first, and then we'll do Jay's.
Yes, okay, get them on mic.
Remind me of the category, Shannon, and I'll relay them.
Okay. First one is cleanliness and upkeep.
Cleanliness and upkeep, 1 to 10.
I would say a 7.
Whoa!
7.
Yeah, it was.
That's way better than he thought.
I mean, okay.
Yes, just.
Put the headphones on. Sorry. Put the headphones on.
Ralph, you have two bidets in your house. I can't believe that's where you're at with your butthole cleanliness.
But two bidets is more than most straight men have. So
that's true.
Are you rating
it
me?
Is.
Are
it
you
is.
Rating me on a straight man scale or an overall gay?
I am rating you on a straight man. Should I be rating on a gay man scale?
Oh, you got a 2.
No.
Actually, because I'm kind of curious. No, we'll go with straight man scale, but I'm curious the gay man scale.
Okay, so a gay man scale would probably be like maybe a, on cleanliness, like a 4-3.
A 4-3?
Yeah. Yeah. Do you know how hard it
is? Dude, this is going to break Jay's heart.
You can tell
it's
some pie in that oven for sure.
No, like, hold on. This, do you know?
Is it a meat thing?
Do you know how hard it is for a gay man to clean their asshole? Like,
no.
It is a lot of work. So a bidet is nice for a straight man, but it just doesn't cut it.
You guys have to power wash.
You have to really get in there to clean if you're a bottom. So like,
it's like a flow.
Yeah. So it's like, you got to really be clean down there. So like, straight men don't really clean their assholes. So like,
fair enough.
Yeah, 7.
All right. So let me hear. What are the next category, Shannon?
The next one is smell.
I would rate it a 7 as well. It wasn't like a horrible stench coming.
Gay man number though.
Really?
Yeah. Like,
7 still.
7, yeah.
I'm so ugly. I am fucking thrilled right now. Okay.
Right?
Yeah. I think you're doing pretty good, Ralph. And what was the last one?
Third is tightness.
Well,
tightness.
Well, like,
how small was the knot?
He could show you some exercises after the show, Ralph.
No, he really tried to spread too. So I would say, yeah, probably a 7 as well.
Wow, 7's across the board.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
And finally, overall attractiveness.
Based on, well, like, if you had to look at it, like, if you looked at the asshole and not the person, like, no, not
the asshole, nothing else.
Yeah,
I really
exactly.
Need you to judge
it would
me on
it
asshole
would be like a 6.
Oh, I'm fucking loving all this, Jay. You got to go in for him now.
It's okay. Not. It's not horrible.
Now, if you judge his entire personhood,
that's
no. You be honest. This is a safe space.
No, like, I would probably say like a 4.
That's not bad. He's a pretty hot dude, Ralph.
Sorry.
That's his turn.
We're judging just asshole.
Just assholes.
But I didn't see his.
No, no, we're doing one. They're doing one at a time.
Dude, he's clearly into piercings.
Yeah, so he's doing. Now he's doing.
Okay. I don't know what asshole has to do with piercings.
Oh, he's got piercings.
So now he's gonna do Jay.
But he's not judging.
Maybe we're not.
Peyton,
yeah.
Could you put your headphones on so you can hear Shannon? Too.
I won't bring it up. I won't bring it up again,
but
Jay.
One at a time. Right. They're gonna do.
I'm piercing
all
the
of us.
I'm not.
We're not judging the piercings.
So now you're gonna do. You're gonna do Jay. Okay.
Now I can hear.
Yeah, sorry.
Peyton can go back to the other.
Yeah, Peyton,
space for
Peyton
now.
Go back to that camera. It's easier.
Just so she can be on mic.
So you can be on mic. It's easier if you're.
Hi, Captain.
The peak begins.
Oh. Thank you.
Did you get a good look?
Did you get a good look?
Am I winking it?
But I want to see.
Yeah, I got a good look.
And smell.
And make sure the smell's involved too. I had to do it twice.
You got it.
Oh, yeah. You good? Okay. So now we're gonna go through the same list. With Jay. So you start with, what was the first category?
Cleanliness.
And upkeep. Can you scoot in a little closer, please?
Yeah. Cleanliness and upkeep. It did look
Move
clean down.
A little
down.
Bit closer this way, I'm sorry.
Oh. It did look clean, so I would give it, it did look really clean, so I would give it an 8.
Oh, well, you knew that was going to happen.
It was really clean.
Second is smell.
That looks too nice.
Well, I would also give it an 8 because it was like Damn. Nothing lingering on.
Wow.
This guy had a
linger. I had a linger.
No.
Hold on. We have to actually point this out, and this should actually kind of be graded on a scale with the smell thing. Ralph came from 4 blocks away. Jay, you came all the way from Midtown.
That's true.
From Midtown?
Yeah.
With no linger in the butthole smell?
Wow. All right. That hurts.
It's a humid day out there.
And third?
It's disgusting out. Third is tightness.
I'm not going to do
tightness.
Anything.
Tightness.
I would
tightness.
Like the hole right now.
Is tightness like 10 really tight or is
yes,
10?
Yes, 10.
Really
the tight. Higher the better.
I would say 9.
Fucking cock Whoa. And balls.
Oh, I told you.
Oh, my God.
This is a guy who's in there with multiple wipes a day.
Yeah, and now lastly, overall.
Overall attractiveness.
I would unfortunately say like a 4.
Oh!
Yeah.
Excuse the entire judging.
Why is that?
Why a 4?
It's just like... Well, like,
we're talking about
it
just the
isn't as
like
smooth.
Like what?
It isn't as smooth as like
you
his asshole was.
Okay, have
right,
nice.
Yeah.
I learned that he had a smooth asshole. I never knew
like,
that.
Like, not it's like
a blue knot, like thing.
No, like, yeah. You want me to describe their asshole right
yeah,
now?
Please.
Yeah. It's like
if you would,
it's
if you
bumpy.
Would.
If that
Is
makes
bumpy?
Sense. Yeah.
And mine
it's
smooth.
Bumpy. It's oh. bumpy.
Maybe because you aggressively wipe more than I do, right? That's probably why.
Could be.
Aggressive wiping could cause hemorrhoids, so.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you struggle to
Yeah.
poop?
Is it ready? No Is it hemorrhoids. Red down there? Is it a little reddish?
I will be the queen.
Yeah, you're going to be the final
judge.
You're going to
be the
final judge. You're the final judge.
She's going to be the final judge.
And she's in my butthole, so.
Right, so she will understand what I'm talking about.
Oh,
so.
Jay,
yeah,
you
are
we nailed everything about it so far.
Or are we talking like...
All right, so mine was smooth, his was bumpy.
Yes.
Okay, so Jay, based solely on asshole attractiveness, I had the win.
Correct,
But
yes.
he had the edge on the overall upkeep.
Overall,
and the smell.
The total number, the total score that Gab gave you.
The total score I got.
Is 27.
27.
Jay's That's total score is 29.
29. All right, Jay's winning right now. Okay, Gabe, thank
Even
you so
with
much.
The four.
Thank
yeah,
you so much, Gabe.
Gab.
Okay,
Gab.
I'm over.
Sorry.
I'm
Gab.
Over.
Thank you, Gab. No, you're
no,
last.
It's like
you're
the,
last.
It's like the social network
one
that
more.
Peyton's on all the time. Gab.
Thank okay, you, Gab.
Jordan's going to come in now.
Jordan's coming
thank
in
you.
Now. Jay, you're back in.
Oh.
Hold on, wait. Do you have a social media plug?
We'll plug at the end. We'll plug everything at the end.
Yeah, plug it, babe.
Thank you, Gab.
Yeah, you're good.
Come on, man.
By the way, I can't believe this is my life. This
I'm
is
like
the
tiebreaker.
Hey, okay.
Thank
you,
I'm
sir.
The queen of, like...
I'm sorry in advance.
What?
I'm the queen of buttholes.
All right, ready?
Yep. Ralph presents.
You reign over all of them?
There we go.
Yeah, I'm clearly. Okay.
All right.
You got everything?
Yes.
Okay.
Very clinical.
Okay.
I'm going to that.
So
you got everything.
Yeah.
So now, first, maybe impressions, Shannon?
We can get that as we go through the categories, okay. I think. So first, cleanliness and upkeep.
So cleanliness, I'm actually like surprised. You keep it clean. I think you definitely wipe front and back. I'm proud of you. And I don't think anything's wrong down there. So should 1 to 10, I'll give you probably like... I give you like a 6.5. Is that okay to give a 6.5?
Sure. 6.5.
Okay, cool. 6.5.
There's no wrong answers.
Yeah. So 6.5.
Okay. Next is smell.
Smell. It seemed like you did it from today because maybe you like knew what was going on. You might have like, okay, let me try to put a little scent or something. I don't know. It kind of smelled.
I showered before I came here.
Okay, good. So that's a point. So probably like smell. Let's see. Maybe like a 5?
Wow.
Sorry, I didn't mean to be like two in the middle. I don't want to like, you know, I'm just being honest.
No apologies.
This is my honest
opinion. No apologies.
Okay, I'll be honest. It feels like you're doing a consulting session for a guy on the DL.
If you need it, but like without the DL, just being honest. Like, hey, even if you were straight or even if you weren't, I think it's so important even just fucking for an opinion.
Yeah.
But that's why I'm here. So I thought it was cool. It's cute.
Guess your answer.
So yeah, I give you a 5.
Okay,
three is tightness.
Tightness. Ooh. It was pretty loose. I'm not gonna lie. It was wide.
Wow.
But it's nothing wrong. I'm not gonna judge you. I don't think you were doing anything. Like, you know, it's your own choice, but
you
I think
have to rate
yes.
on tightness.
I'm sorry. But
yes,
he
do.
Was like, oh,
yes,
baby.
But I would say probably
just
like
a little bit.
Maybe. Yo, probably like a 4. All right. 4. I know I'm keeping going down the scale, but like I just keep reminding myself what it looked like. So I was like, I'm just like,
handsome fella,
like,
you got high standards for an asshole.
You know, so you get in there, right? You should grab. So, okay.
Okay, all right. Okay, and finally, overall attractiveness.
Overall attractiveness, a 7.
Whoa!
Sure, yeah.
Good for you, Ralph. Right. Good for you. You go, Democrat. Okay. All right.
Wow. The loose part was surprising to me. Well, Ralph, you got a big old baggy ass. Okay. All right. Look into the unknown.
Oh, don't worry. I got you, baby. I got you. Rig the election.
Great eye contact, eh?
Oh.
Just like Biden. I got this. Yeah.
All right. Now Jay's in the hot seat.
Okay. Let me.
Did you do a weird thing, Ralph? Leave a fart here.
That'd be funny. It'd be funny if he sits,
that's
he sits down.
Felt.
As soon as he sits down, Jake is crying.
I knew it.
I'll tongue punch you. Don't worry, baby.
Tearing up. He's like, well, it's many layered.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, so first, cleanliness and
cleanliness.
Upkeep.
Cleanliness. You're my guy. I do rock with you. I
be
do.
Honest.
I,
don't let
I
your
am. I am. I'm
judge.
Gonna be real. Right. I was.
Good,
I have
good,
to say
baby.
A 4.
Go ahead, honey.
Wow.
Whoa. I have to say a 4. You know, but
whoa.
You know, I know you have so much more potential in that because I believe in you and I'm proud of you that you know, you could live up to what you could do. You know, you. I don't know. I'm trying. I'm like,
no
like,
wrong answers here, but I'll tell you, that asshole's clean.
Yeah, it is.
Respect. Okay.
Next one, Shannon. Uh-huh.
Next one is smell.
I didn't smell too much of anything, so I give you a 6 on smell.
A 6?
I was proud of you.
Lotion every day.
Oh, shit.
Oh, look at you. There's no, this.
It's unscented.
But not in the asshole. You don't put a lotion
Native.
In your asshole.
Shout out to Native.
All right, okay.
All over my ass.
Okay, that's interesting.
I had a soft ass.
That's interesting. I never even thought about doing that. Okay, next,
you don't
Janet.
Lotion your skin every day? You
not my asshole. No, I don't put a lotion on the crack of my ass.
All right, boys.
I bet you this, by the way, with the straight men in the room, there's 3 straight men in the room outside of, well, 3 that didn't answer already. Do you lotion the crack of your ass? I'm going to guess all 3 of us are a no.
I don't know.
Right, okay.
Lotion the crack of my ass.
Okay, that's what I just saw. Okay, no. So you're saying like I was crazy. Okay, what?
I thought it was homophobic to assume that he lotioned.
Yeah, I'm like,
crack.
What?
Well, I just wanted
racist.
I just wanted just.
Right.
Just the
shit. What are you looking at?
Thank you for looking out.
All right, next one. What was the next category?
All right, tightness.
Tightness.
It was tight. I'm not going to lie. It was tight. So I give you an 8 on tightness.
Oh, God damn it. I have a loose. What about the fact that I'm 8 years older? Maybe I have a looser ass because I'm 8 years older.
No, Ralph. No, Ralph. You get nothing.
And then last.
And finally, overall attractiveness.
Overall attractiveness. I have to give it a 5. It seemed a little bruised.
Seen better days. Yeah. That's a more story.
Which I respect. You never know what you're into.
Yeah,
but, you
I think know? That's kind of hot.
Yeah, you know, aggressive
clean. All right.
Yeah. I bet you his least. Girl gets
all right, so now, dirty. What is his points?
Okay, so overall, Ralph's total points were 22.5.
22.5 for Ralph.
And Jay's 23.
23. God damn it, I'm losing by a lot.
Yeah, that eight really brought him up.
Fucking cock. All right.
All right, guys.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you so much.
You can all turn around.
Yeah.
Peyton, go anyway. Here.
Peyton, no. Peyton can make or break this.
We all know.
Oh, I mean, you know how the election goes, don't we? It's sad.
Oh, my God.
But I will be fair.
Please be fair.
I'll be so fair. I'm going to be so fair.
Just remember.
I have just Jay's whole life.
Ralph voted for Biden in three different states.
We're not doing this electoral.
All of Ralph's dead relatives
voted for Biden three times somehow.
Three times.
Three different elections.
Two times as dead people.
Three different elections. All right, before we go any further,
yes.
Are you a responsible adult?
Yo, yeah.
Are you over the age of 21?
You know it.
Are you concerned about your butthole cleanliness, but also want to get high?
Oh, boy. You sound different, dude.
Do I? Why?
I don't know. Like, you understand the opposite gender.
I try to. I've been really trying my best.
You're getting in touch with your sensitivity. I feel that. You're opening up to new experiences.
You go to yoDelta.com. You can stock up
on
high-quality lab-tested
Delta
8 channel.
Vapes and gummies. Gummies like your bunghole.
By the way.
Yes?
I know that as this game progresses, you're probably going to win.
Mm-hmm.
But I still feel I do okay.
Yes, you're doing pretty good with your big open butthole. No one's heard your farts in years.
No, if you're over the age of 21 and you're living in a majority of the states where it's legal.
The cool states.
Go to yoDelta.com.
I'm talking to you, Dakotas, you queefs.
I wonder what states are not, it's not legal. Do you have any idea, Shannon?
I thought the Dakotas was a good guess.
You can look it up real quick.
I wonder what states. What states are the queefs?
Get us some facts and figures.
Yeah, I wonder what states won't allow Delta 8, you idiots. Mm-hmm. What the hell's wrong with you? There's about 14 states where it's not legal. So most states, you can stock up on your gummies and your vapes.
Yes.
You know what you can do with your vapes and your gummies?
Don't just take this queer's word for it. Check it out for yourself at yoDelta.com. The official
By the
Delta
way,
8. Yes.
My favorite part of the show, in the beginning of the show, you putting Peyton Sinclair in line. It's going to help me sleep tonight.
Oh, yes. Big J. He did put it on that bitch pretty good.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Don't get cross with me. Don't make me have to pull out the pin pen. Shannon? Shannon?
Yes?
Did that turn you on a little bit?
Did it turn you on a little bit?
When you saw me get loose?
He got real, real quick.
Oh, yes. When Big J put her in line, yes.
Yeah, his friend Big J.
Shannon, don't be obtuse. Speak from the heart. Are you being sarcastic, or was it pretty cool when I did that?
It was pretty cool.
Not you, not Big J.
Yes, when Big J did that thing before, how much did it turn you on a little bit? Like, look at him take control.
Look at him take control.
Yeah, it's so hot.
I don't like that.
That actress.
You're being sarcastic.
Shannon's not strong in the acting department.
Damn it.
Go to yoDelta.com, use the promo code GAS, get 25% off.
I was going to talk to Big J and get him to show his award-winning butthole.
We don't know if it's award-winning yet.
Who knows?
Not in this contest.
Just in
I've won awards all over the country, dude.
Up and down the...
You think it's my first butthole contest?
Down the Mississippi.
You think I just walk into a butthole contest cold? Idiot. This guy's dumb as shit.
Go to yoDelta.com, promo code GAS, 25% off. Let's get back into it. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, my God. She's really getting in there. I don't have to do anything. Oh, my God. What's going on?
I think she sucked your ass.
I don't know. I think she... Jesus Christ. I don't know what's happening.
All right.
Okay.
I'm ready. Here we go.
Wow. Sit over here.
Maybe give her a pair of headphones.
Just bring her out.
Yeah, you just got examined.
Congratulations. That was actually pretty good.
Wow.
Congrats.
All right, here we go.
All right, Peyton. First one, cleanliness and upkeep.
It was a little hairy, but it was very clean, I have to admit. It was very clean.
1 to 10.
8.
Okay.
It's good. It's good.
Next, smell.
There was actually no smell.
Wow, that's different than maybe the guys.
No, no smell. I had no smell.
Okay. 1 to 10.
They have a better sense of smell, maybe.
Maybe.
So, like...
Taste?
Zero is like good and 10's the worst?
10's the best.
10's the best. I'm going to... I really don't want to do this, but I'm going to be a fair person, and I'm going to say 7.
Okay.
That's fair.
Okay. Tightness.
It is pretty tight. I will give him a 7.
Wow, that's also weird because they one guy thought I had the loosest butthole this time.
No, that was actually pretty tight.
You know, reacts different people.
I was all up in there. I was like proctologist. So
last one, overall attractiveness.
It is fucking gruesome.
Gruesome.
I'm giving his butthole a 4.
Wow, that went really differently than I thought it was gonna end.
That was pretty fucking ugly.
Yeah, your turn.
But it was clean. It was clean, no stank, no nothing, but it was ugly.
Jason?
Yes.
All right.
Be gentle.
Oh, I will.
Be aggressively gentle.
Meanwhile, I think that Jay would have to lose dramatically on these categories for me to win, because I'm like 5 points behind, right? Okay. I might be like 7 points behind.
Yeah, I'll let you know at the end.
Okay. The butt is not so nice.
Get around here.
All right. I think she checked my oil, by the way, at one point. She really getting there.
It was very Napoleon-like.
Is he a wig?
Okay. And then I think unless she gives Jade a straight line of twos, I'm losing this game.
All right, I'm back. And here we go.
Okay.
First, cleanliness upkeep.
There's not much upkeep.
Whoa.
But definitely no small, no nothing.
Cleanliness first. Cleanliness.
But if we're going cleanliness, I'm going to give it a 9.
Ah, fuck me. I'm losing this game.
It's very clean.
Smell.
No smell. 10.
God damn it.
Well, Ralph. Tightness.
It was like a pinhole. 10.
Fuck me.
And finally.
Stop the steal.
Oh, are we mad?
No, that's the last question.
Overall attractiveness.
Oh, it's beautiful. 10.
Oh, come on now. Now I'm worried it's rigged.
Okay, now I know. I'll go 9.5 and 9.5.
Now I know the truth.
Actually, you were, but, you know, to be fair, though, you were winning before this round.
Yeah. This, I feel this one part was.
I think you should take that as the true victory.
Yeah. All right. So now, Peyton, go back there. Chris, come back here, please. Jake, over there.
Actually, the hole is way tighter than
Ralph. Wow. I'm just saying. I don't know if I feel that. I will say this.
So what? Peyton likes a nice tidy.
Jay, I'm going to give you the victory Peyton.
We did it.
Hey, we stopped the steal.
Wow. All right, Shannon, let's hear the overall scores.
Okay. Can you guys just get a little closer together, you two?
Yes.
I think we all just got a little closer together, Shannon.
Too. Okay, so Ralph's overall
friends
score.
Friends became enemies, enemies became friends.
Yeah. Ralph's overall score was.
It was a journey.
Was 75.5.
Oh, headphones.
Well, good for you.
My overall score was 75.5.
And Jay's overall score was.
90?
91.
Fuck me. Wow. How about this? Just out of curiosity.
Wait a second.
Pre-Peyton's Stop the Steal scoring, what was the score?
You gotta give me 1 second.
He was still winning.
I know he's still winning, but I don't know if he's winning by that much.
Okay, Ralph, you had 49.5.
Ralph, she got her tits out.
I see that.
Jay had
62.
All right, so you still won, but not, it was still pretty much
a
landslide.
He won every round.
You won every round, Jay.
Every round.
Every round.
I tongue punch both of you.
Congratulations,
Bad
Jay.
Badass. Great asshole.
Congratulations, Jay.
Oh, I didn't realize Peyton's tits were out the whole time. Who knew? Those are new?
They're new.
God damn it. That really is. I didn't think. By the way, I came into this thinking I was going to lose, but not by a goddamn landslide.
Really?
I'm sorry. Yeah. See what happens when you vote for a Democrat.
I thought it would
do you
be.
See now?
That's it. Tells the truth.
Do you? And now do you see?
Yeah. Something tells me those guys who put in the first scores that Jay still won probably a Democrat.
Yeah, probably. Let's bring them in one at a time. Gab first to do his plugs.
Gab.
I
didn't mean
that. Gab, you could sit right there. First of all, we want to say thank you for looking at our assholes. I know that's not a fun thing to do.
Hey, Gab, thanks for looking at my asshole.
Can you scoot into your side, Ralph?
Yeah, Gab, this way. Scoot this way as far as you can.
As far as you can?
Far as
you
can. Yeah.
I think far would have worked there by itself.
As far as you can?
Yeah.
That's what I said.
Yeah, we all love looking at
mic's not on.
On a Wednesday night, so...
Who don't? Yeah.
Thank you very much.
That crosses gender, sexuality lines.
Let me ask you a question. I'm going to ask both of you, well, all three of you. But overall, did you think that they were, before you met, before you saw them, and then when you did see them, were they better or worse than you thought they were going
right
to be?
On par.
They were better than I thought they were going to be. I have really low standards for straight men assholes. Okay. Let's be honest.
That's
here.
Cool. That's cool.
That's pretty cool of you.
Like, I think, like... Like, I don't have anything against straight men, but, like, to think about how much they clean their assholes, like, I've heard people be like, why do you even go down there? That's gay. So it's like, you're really going to clean your asshole as much as you clean your teeth? I don't think so.
All right. Well, we both do, I think. I probably
clean my teeth.
Yeah,
that, three
when
times
you said
day,
two bidets,
and I, clean my
I was surprised.
One day. Really good every day.
Right. Two bidets in the household. That's surprising.
Yeah.
So
Yeah,
Ralph.
All right, well, do all your plugs.
Yeah, so my Instagram is at Gab Rydell, GAB.RYDELLE. I am also on SoundCloud, Apple Music, Spotify, Gab Rydell. I'm a musical artist.
All right, thank you. And thank you so much, man. That was fun. Thank you so much for coming and doing this.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
What kind of music, Gab?
I consider myself a multi-talented entrepreneur because, I do like multiple different types of music. Like,
Stuff you release is like different genres?
Yeah, so I started with R&B, like, but I mostly right now do club scene. Like, I'm very much performing like inside of clubs and like,
hell yeah,
doing more dance pop stuff. But
nice. Cool.
Yeah, so definitely, maybe I'll throw a rock and roll song in there just because of this podcast.
All right, thank you, man. I really, really thank you very much.
Yeah,
really cool
thank you so much for having me again.
Right, let's bring Jake in.
Jordan.
Oh, God. Jake disappeared, right?
Yes. Jake went to State Farm.
Jake left before the show started.
Yeah, I think he got freaked out.
He's barked, too.
Yeah, freaked out by what?
I don't know.
Your butthole?
My butthole.
Hey, baby.
Jordan, thank you so much for doing this.
Guys,
let's say that.
Thank you so much. You really made... What is today?
Get very close to the mic, please.
Oh, sorry.
Wednesday.
You really made my Wednesday.
Oh, well, you made
our
Wednesday.
Dope to top
and
off.
Thank you for looking at our assholes. And then I'm going to ask you the same question.
Yeah.
Did they look better or worse overall than you were expecting when you met us? Or on par?
I kind of like expected it because I'm like, you know, we're guys. Fuck it. You know, I've seen a lot of buttholes in my life.
Get close to the mic, please.
So I, you know, it's good. I'm surprised. You guys actually kind of shocked me a little bit. So.
Oh, I'm happy with my. I knew
surprise makes me feel good.
I knew I was probably going to come in second, but at least
that makes me feel good.
Did you?
The overall, no one was appalled by my ass.
I think you're a homophobe if you don't say that you enjoy a gay guy saying that you. Got
I love
something
it.
Good going
are you
on.
Kidding me? I fucking love
you're
it.
You're a liar.
Ralph, when guys
say
anything,
maybe we should
you
see
are
a cop.
Crazy.
I'm way hurt if a gay guy's like, ew. I'm like, no.
I get so mad that I
don't say that.
Only twice in my life has a gay guy hit on me, and it bothers me that's only happened
that's
twice.
That's good, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. You're like, come on. Oh, yeah, I had a guy on the internet offering me up to, was getting up to thousands of dollars.
One time on the internet.
To let him suck my dick, and I'm like, no, dude, never for any money, but
right.
thank you, man. That's so rad.
Yeah, I have one guy on the internet that did try. That made me happy, but two
Ralph,
in real life.
Interesting,
Ralph,
you just copy
question.
My story when I say it without even having to prove it.
I showed you that, yes.
Should we go to a diner?
Should we go to a diner? Oh, you want me to have sex with you in the anus again without a condom?
Again?
No,
did you do it?
Oh, you know.
Did you do it last time?
Said you
we
want
did
me
not.
To?
No, did you do it last time? You did, dude. You guys butt fucked in a diner. Oh my God.
You know
you guys
that
butt fucked in a
tie. By the way, while I was doing it, I was screaming, "Go Joe Biden, go Joe Biden." She loved it.
No, I didn't.
She does, though.
No, I don't.
It does turn around when you
all right, Jordan, all your plugs, please.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you could find me on all social media at Jordan Alexander Bryan or stream Fancy Gold on Spotify and Apple Music.
What kind of music?
It's more alternative, so like new age, kind of like a blend of electronic dance and a little bit of R&B in there.
Cool.
So, yeah.
Love it. Thank you so much for doing this, man. That was really awesome.
Thank you guys so much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jordan.
Thank you.
All right, and Peyton, thank you very much.
And thank you for having me back. Okay, so you can find me on sin.peyton on Instagram, Peyton Sinclair on OnlyFans, Facebook, and also I can't think straight. It doesn't matter. Just fucking find me. And I also
How much to poop on Ralph's chest? We're asking everybody, by the way.
What about Ralph's chest?
How much to poop on Ralph's chest?
Oh, I don't have to shit.
No, not now, but you know when.
I don't know, like 2,000.
That's not bad, Ralph.
Can I think about it?
That's low end estimate from.
It's okay. Don't worry about it. Who gets punished? Who gets punished is the fucking question.
I get punished. But what was my punishment?
Shit on the chest.
Shit on the chest.
Shannon, what was the punishment?
But I don't have to do that. Hold on. How about we just have Ralph turn around?
Being 2K in the hole and getting shit.
How about I just have you turn around? Like, just, and like, blindfold you. Like,
oh, are you saying you should be able to do, you could be able to do whatever Ralph's ass for 10 seconds?
I don't like any of that.
For 10 seconds, you could do whatever you want to Ralph's ass?
He can't see. Yeah.
My ass?
Yeah, your asshole.
Yeah. That could be damaging.
No.
Your asshole.
She's a professional, dude.
She slapped you.
She's a pro.
Yeah.
She slapped him in the face. So nice. She's not going to do anything to your face, only your asshole.
15 uninterrupted.
I'll be honest. I would way let her.
I already have a loose asshole.
15
You just went from 5 to 10 to 15.
First of all, we never told those guys your age.
How about I lick your butthole first?
Hold on. 15 seconds. If they thought you were 50, I don't think they would have said the same thing about you, the looseness of your ass.
Ralph.
For your age, your asshole's tight.
Dude, it's fucking dope.
Dude.
Ralph, just
give her 15 seconds.
Not 15 seconds.
All right, fine.
7 seconds in heaven? 7 seconds in heaven?
Shannon. 10 seconds. What was the original plan, Shannon?
Okay, so the
Shannon,
issue
do
is
not fuck this up, Shannon.
No, the issue
Shannon,
is
please tell me if you anything
so
about
nice.
Funny right
we,
now.
We
I'll can't
so nice.
Do
I'm a professional.
We can't do what the original punishment was.
Okay.
So I guess we have to do Peyton does whatever she wants to your asshole.
It's going to hurt.
I mean,
Peyton gets 15 seconds with your asshole.
No.
7 seconds.
I watched her put her whole hand in his asshole.
Seven,
listen,
seven,
hold on.
Seven,
me in the middle 10.
7 seconds. But
seven
Peyton,
seconds in
seven.
Ralph's
do not
asshole.
Hurt me.
I will not. Do I look like I would ever
Peyton,
hurt anybody?
Yes. Peyton, you do whatever the fuck you could do in seven
Ralph.
Seconds. If that requires getting
Democrat,
a whole hand.
I won't
because
hurt
I'm a
you.
Team player.
Think about how many.
Is how much I love you.
10 seconds.
Think about how many voting machines you could rate at 7.
Seven.
I said 15. You said 7. Let's be in the middle 10.
No.
I'm cutting 5 off. You're putting 3 on.
Just give me a pretty little butthole. I'll be so nice.
You know how fast 10 seconds is? Dude,
Ralph,
so fast.
I'll spit on it.
I'm so worried.
Ralph.
The spit doesn't count as a second. Shannon, the spit doesn't count as a second.
I'll be so nice.
It doesn't count.
Are we doing
Shannon,
seconds?
The spit's to start, and then the clock starts.
7 seconds.
Spit
7 seconds.
10 seconds. I got it.
7 seconds.
10. All right, but Mississippi.
Yeah. We
but
get to count the
Mississippi's, though.
No, they're not. I'll Mississippi you in the face.
No, they're Mississippi's.
Ralph.
It's over here.
Oh, fine. Don't
Ralph, you need to relax, dude.
I hate everything
about this.
Ralph, by the way, the less you relax,
okay.
The worse it's going to feel.
I hate everything about this.
All right, and
hold on.
One
spit first.
There's something huge.
I started.
What?
I saw something huge. No. I saw that. I saw that. I'm not doing that.
What?
I know fucking way. There's no way that's going
to happen. What are you talking about?
Damn. There's no way. I saw that.
We didn't even start the clock yet.
What a Betwell.
Boo.
No way.
Boo.
This is the end of the SDR show. Last episode.
Is it in?
No, wait. She just fighting that. Stop.
Oh, man.
What happened? What's happening?
Did it go up your ass?
She banged it up my ass. Yeah, that's done.
Well, leave it in there.
We're done.
One. One Mississippi.
We are done.
Two Mississippi. Three Mississippi. Four Mississippi.
It's still in there?
No doubt.
But things are different now.
What was it? Can we see it?
It was a big metal butt
it's
plug,
fine.
Shannon.
It's something.
It's on camera.
It was a small
butt
plug. It looked like.
We're done. All
right. It was a small butt plug. Did that go in?
Yeah, that's it. We're done.
It's out.
I'll take it out. She thinks it's still in there.
Holy shit! Of all the people that never got sexually assaulted on the SDR show, how is the first one Ralph?
Yo, Ralph's face changed.
That was not cool.
You're fine.
My face changed, Jay.
Hilarious.
Jay, I don't think
Look at the size. It's not crazy.
I just watched my boss get raped.
Mean,
that's funny.
I was, maybe it's funny.
Oh, yeah.
But I was not ready for that. And she banged it into my
Oh, she just sucked it.
Aww.
Jesus Christ.
I can't believe it got in there.
I mean, dude, you fucking
I love you guys
I didn't know
so
she
much.
Was down your
you
pants.
She punched it into my asshole.
How?
In
your
one
pants
shot.
Pulled up.
She put her hand in and she got in there.
Oh, what a slithery snake.
Oh, my God.
Dude,
yeah.
Ralph just got frat boy raped.
I got raped.
On the SDR
clean, look
show.
Clean.
And it's...
I was raped.
Yo, I gotta go smoke a cigarette, dude.
Bowl of it
we were at this. Yeah, plugs. Anyone besides me getting fucking raped?
Plug. I got a plug.
Just come see me and Zach Amico are co-headlining Rochester at the Comedy
Theater. A butt plug up your shit.
I'll she still got it in her mouth, Ralph. It's got to taste pretty good. You would have won the taste test if you would have just let it happen.
Uh-huh. Yeah, dude.
I think I changed today.
You can go back. You did.
Seriously, though, me and Zach Amico. Rochester.
I mean,
August 27th. Guys, come on.
She front kicked it up my asshole.
Yeah, she.
Dude, that was fucking.
She butt fucked the wrong host.
From this fucking angle, that was fucking
wild. I would have taken that way better than you.
I was not ready for that at all.
Your fate, Bobby, can you show it to him?
Take a good.
Is there a way to get that on the show real quick before we wrap up?
I can't believe.
Your show. Last up. Is it in?
Yeah, dude. Yeah, dude. That is the moment. There you go, Ralph. Now you get. That is the moment it happens. You went from like, no. I'm done. Oh, dude. Remember when Will Wheaton found the slug on his dick in the swamp of Stand By Me? You had that kind of shock on your face, dude. That was classic moment.
Fucking.
But if you're litigious, you do have a case.
You think? All right, Jay, any plugs you want to get in?
Yeah, your butthole. BigJComedy.com.
By the way, also, dude, it's different if I was ready for it. I was not ready for that.
Oh, I told you to fucking just breathe.
You're supposed to breathe in when it happens. That's my fault. I should have warned you about that.
Like a finger trap.
Oh, my God.
BigJComedy.com for all my dates this week. And everybody, if you're listening live, after you come, buy tickets to see me in Buffalo, New York, everyone.
Buffalo? Buffalo?
Buffalo. I'll be at Buffalo Helium this tomorrow through Saturday. Come check me out. 5 shows happening there. After that, I have Omaha coming up. Magoobies down in Maryland. I'm all over the road. I'm pretty much gone. I think we found it everywhere. I'm doing every weekend up to Skankfest and beyond to the rest of the year. I have no weekends off, so that fucking sucks schedule-wise, everybody. But fucking show up, man. Let's do it. BigJComedy.com. All my dates all over the place. Florida coming, a bunch of shit.
All right,
Florida.
Shannon, your plugs?
Land. Yes. You can follow me on Instagram at ShannonLee6982 and listen to my podcast, The Thing Is Ding. We talk about bad dates, fighting, and ghosts. We have all sorts of interesting guests come on. Comedians, musicians, reality TV stars, and porn stars.
Hey, do you have a show for rape victims?
And they,
everything's different. That's a picture of the moment that Ralph's life is. That's BC.
Let Shannon finish her plugs.
That's BC and AD.
F me and my plugs. Don't worry.
I said, let Shannon finish her plugs.
We're having fun. Don't be like that.
Yeah, listen, everybody to listen podcast, to the thing. It's fun.
I've
been on it multiple times. It's always fun to do.
It's
Maddie's
lovely.
Very funny. Shannon's a great host. It's a fantastic show. Everybody should listen.
We're overcompensating. I was just fucking stoned and was babbling on about Ralph's butthole.
Yeah, I'm still
Shannon,
kind
my
of
apologies. The thing is ding.
Shannon, Shannon, could you maybe help me with my butthole on the way home later?
Yeah. Hey, Peyton, do you believe
you
in the ghost of Ralph's anal virginity?
It's going to be floating around
ask,
the studio
are
forever.
Ask if she
Adelaide Chains.
Yeah. Peyton, do you believe in ghosts?
She's created one.
That's not how we do it.
Right. I know, but I want to wrap this already. Do you believe in ghosts?
Ghostbusters.
Ralph definitely wants to wipe his butt.
I'm going to go home and cry. I'm going to be in the shower crying.
I know all there is to know.
Follow me everywhere at I Am Ralph Sutton, and my other podcast, Good Sugar, comes out every Monday in the top 100 of health. This is in the top 100 of comedy. We're opening our first location, Good Sugar, on 3rd and 69th, the end of September.
Thank God with that diet, you're regular.
Yeah, thank God. Oof.
Right?
God damn it. All right, that's it. Anything you want
to
put?
Imagine it pooped all over the
What's
place.
What's a good anal rape song to end the show?
Date Rape by Sublime.
Let's do Date Rape by Sublime, and we'll see you next time. Who's on the show this Saturday, Shannon?
The next person to fuck Ralph's ass.
I will be
I always forget.
Mad Dog?
Hold on. I did look it up just before. It is
Eddie Trunk.
It's Scum of the Earth.
Oh, Scum of the Earth. That's cool. Rob Zombie's band. All right. See you next time on the SCR show.
Walked in the door.
door and take an empty seat next to her at the bar. My brand new car is parked right outside. How'd you like to go for a ride? And she said, wait a minute, I have to think. He said, that's fine, may I please buy you a drink? One drink turned into three or four, and then nothing got into his car. And they drove away someplace so far. Now, babe, the time has come. How'd you like to have a little fun? And she said, if we could only please be on our way, I would not run. That's when things got out of control. She didn't want to, he had his way. She said, let's go, he said, no way. Come on, babe, it's your lucky day. Shut your mouth, we're gonna do it my way. Come on, baby, don't be afraid. If it wasn't for day rape, I'd never get laid. Takes it in the behind.
Listening to the SDR Show.